Take me past the outer court, through that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the courts of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me into the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal today, take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. One more time, take the coal, take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. We enter in, hallelujah.
We enter in to the temple. We give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him, for His mercies unto us. We give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name, for his mercies unto us. We give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We give you thanks, my Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
The holiest of holies.
I enter the holiest of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
I enter to worship you, holy,
to worship you, Lord.
I enter to honor I am.
Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, I worship you.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship you. Worship you, Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Because his name is holy.
For your name is holy. For your name is holy.
For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy. Your name is holy, God. Oh, we enter. Hallelujah.
Oh, I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter
to worship you, holy. I enter to honor I am. Oh, we worship you, Lord, I will. Oh, let's worship you, Lord, you. Hallelujah, I worship you. we worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship you. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. Of your presence, hallelujah. Oh, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. One more time, I enter, hallelujah. Oh, I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship you. Lord, I worship you, Lord. I worship. Glory dwell in us today. Oh, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory.
Prayer. Wonderful words. We just want to greet the visitors. Sister Lily's aunt Paulette is here. God bless you. And her cousin Noria as well. So God bless you both in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to welcome back Sister Vida as well from holidays. We do welcome her back. We mentioned yesterday Brother George, Sister Liana coming back. It's good to see them back. We've had Sister Gabriela with us for a couple of months, and she's going back to Lithuania this week. She stayed with Brother Will and the family and with us for a little bit. It was a nice time with her, so may the Lord be with her. Just ask her to send greetings to her father, to the saints there in Lithuania, from us. And may the Lord be with her on her journey. And also one other announcement. Next Saturday evening, Brother Howard Searle will be with us at 6 o'clock.
Le frère Howard qui sera avec nous le samedi prochain.
From New Zealand, we know him.
Le frère qui vient de
He's a real veteran in the message, to anybody who knows the message. He's been around a long time.
Ça fait longtemps qu'il est
and last time he came, it was a real blessing, so we do pray for that meeting as well. That's next Saturday, 6 o'clock, Brother Howard will be with us just for the Saturday evening service.
Juste pour le service samedi soir.
Let's open Matthew chapter 5.
Matthieu, chapitre 5.
We get straight into the Word.
Directement dans la parole.
Let's read the first five verses.
Les cinq premiers versets.
Matthew 5, 1 up to 5. And seeing the multitude, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let's also read Matthew chapter 11.
Matthieu, chapitre 11.
So the Lord Jesus Christ told us, blessed are the meek,
le Seigneur Jésus nous dit,
for they shall inherit the earth.
Car ils vont hériter la terre.
Now that's quite a scripture.
C'est une écriture,
because it speaks of inheritance.
Qui parle de l'héritage.
But there's a characteristic, a qualification for this inheritance.
Une caractéristique et la qualification pour
and it's blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Heureux les débonnaires, car ils seront,
and let's see what Jesus says about himself. Matthew chapter 11.
Voyons ce que Jésus lui-même dit.
Let's read from 28 up to 30. Very familiar scripture.
Une écriture familière.
But this is his invitation. Jesus says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus calls himself meek.
Jésus s'appelle débonnaire.
And lowly in heart.
Et
and he says we should come unto him and be yoked together with him.
Et nous devons venir et nous poser notre
and he says that yoke
lui,
is easy.
Parce que son joug est
and
léger,
that burden is light.
Et son fardeau est léger,
and we'll find rest for our souls.
Et nous trouverons le repos.
Let's
pour
pray
nous
over the word. Father, bless your word this day. Thank you for your word, Father. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a sword for us to wage warfare. Father, it's balm in Gilead. It's all manner of things. And Father, you are the only one that can take your word and divide it severally as is required in the souls of your people. Each and every one of us having needs upon this day. Each and every one of us needing to hear from you. Father, some need instruction. Some need questions answered. Some need correction. Some need guidance. Some need whatsoever it would be. And Father, it's not in the power of man to be able, Lord, to take scripture. And Father, to answer so much or to minister so much. But Lord, it's in your power. So we bring your word up unto thee and say, Father, let your will be done upon this day. Overshadow your people. Grant your grace and mercy to us. Thank you for the word we've already heard in the Sunday school. That you bless, Father, the minister, we pray. Bless Brother Maxwell. Continue to lead him and guide him. And Father, may you bless us now. Bless Brother Jose as his interpret. Bless even, Lord, Sister Liana, she's an interpret for Sister Vida. Father, bless each of your people. Thank you for song worship. Thank you for this day. Father, raise up them that are sick. Grant grace, grant mercy to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
We started off a few weeks back. I just wanted to get onto it again. Just
nous avons commencé il y a quelques
we looked
semaines.
At the blessed ones.
Nous sommes en train de parler des
you
ceux
know, Brother
qui sont
Vergus was saying it to me this morning that on the website, that was a real popular message, and I saw it.
Un message très populaire sur
it was
sites.
A message I was listened to far more than any other message, was the blessed ones.
C'est le message que j'ai entendu plus
because
que
whenever you put
message,
blessing in a title, people are going to listen.
Parce que chaque fois que vous
it's just
vous
human nature that people are attracted to blessings.
Les gens sont attirés vers la bénédiction.
And we saw it last time that Jesus is showing us here, who are the blessed ones.
Ici ceux qui sont bénis.
These are the characteristics of the blessed ones.
De ceux qui sont bénis.
And we looked last time at
et
blessed
passée, de,
are the poor in spirit.
Les pauvres en esprit sont bénis.
And we saw those are the people
ça, ce sont les gens
who recognize their dependency
leur dépendance
continually on
continuellement
God.
Sur Dieu.
To be poor in spirit.
D'être pauvre en esprit.
You realize you don't have
vous
what it takes.
Que vous n'avez pas ce qu'il vous faut.
But that's not enough. Don't
mais
stop
ce n'est
there.
Pas assez. Ne vous
when
pas
you recognize
là,
your lack,
lorsque vous reconnaissez le
it's
manquement,
important to move on.
C'est important d'avancer.
Don't just look at yourself.
Ne vous regardez seulement
but
pas,
look at the great resource that has been opened for you
qui sont ouvertes
at Calvary,
au Calvaire,
through Christ.
Par Christ.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Heureux les pauvres en esprit.
And Jesus said, for theirs is the kingdom
dit,
of heaven.
Le royaume des cieux leur
appartient. Then he said, blessed are they that mourn.
Heureux ceux qui sont en deuil.
For they shall be comforted.
Car ils seront
now friends, that is a realistic
consolés.
Life.
Ça, c'est une c'est la réalité.
You know, if you want to overcome your weaknesses,
si vous voulez vaincre vos faiblesses,
if you want to overcome your sins,
si vous voulez vaincre vos péchés,
you've got to be honest with yourself.
Vous devez être honnête envers vous-même.
You know, there's something about
savez,
human nature.
Il y a quelque chose à propos de la
nature. We don't want to face up to
nous ne voulons pas
who
faire
we really are many times.
Qui nous sommes réellement.
But God can do nothing for you.
Par contre, Dieu ne peut rien
until
faire
pour you're
vous,
honest
à moins que vous soyez honnête envers
and
vous.
And you're honest with Him.
Et honnête
and
envers
once
lui,
you're honest with Him.
Une fois que vous êtes honnête avec
once
lui,
you really feel for your shortcomings.
Et que vous sentez le manquement.
You don't make excuses for them.
Vous ne faites pas des excuses.
You don't continually blame other people for them.
Vous ne continuez pas à blâmer d'autres personnes pour
no matter how guilty other people are.
Peu importe combien les autres sont
but
coupables.
But once you own your own failings,
vous acknowledge them
from your heart.
Vous le reconnaissez.
It's not the sort of confession
ce n'est pas une sorte de confession
or repentance that is pulled out of somebody.
Qui est tiré de quelqu'un,
but it's from a broken heart.
Mais ça vient du cœur brisé.
A contrite heart and a broken contrit, heart and a contrite spirit.
Brisé, un esprit contrit.
These are the sacrifices that God
ça,
delights
les sacrifices
in.
Que Dieu, dans
lesquels it's
Dieu
when you've wrong or when you've fallen short.
Lorsque vous réalisez que vous avez
to face
des manquements et que vous devez y faire face.
To let the burden of what you've done become a real burden to you.
Permettre que le fardeau de ce que vous avez fait
devienne un
fardeau pour vous, pour vos péchés.
And they shall be comforted.
Et ils seront consolés.
And that's not just something you do when you first repent.
Ce n'est pas juste quelque chose que vous faites lorsque vous
repentez. Although there's no coming to Christ without that.
Et pourtant, on ne peut pas
venir à Christ sans cela. There's got to be a conviction of sin.
Il doit y avoir une conviction de péché.
There's got to be a personal acknowledging of guilt.
Une reconnaissance personnelle
God
de
la culpabilité
et Dieu a la provision pour vous consoler.
You know, we then get on to the third one, blessed are the meek.
Nous ne sommes pas entrés dans le troisième.
Now the prophet in the message, Christ is revealed in his own word.
Ceux qui sont doux et dans le message.
This is in paragraph 34, 31.
Au paragraphe 31.
He says something which really got me on this topic.
Il a dit quelque chose qui m'a saisi.
He says, I'm going to speak on the subject of the Bible.
Je vais parler sur
Christ revealed in his own word.
Christ révélé dans sa propre parole.
He says, and where I drew this conclusion from was in my room.
J'ai tiré cette conclusion quand j'étais dans ma
this
chambre.
This is some dear person, maybe sitting here.
Une personne chère, peut-être.
They sent him a picture, the prophet.
Lui a envoyé une image.
He says, I've got it hanging in my study.
Je l'ai pendu là sur.
Hoffman's head of Christ.
La tête de Hoffman de Christ.
Written in the Beatitudes.
Écrite dans les Béatitudes.
Somebody had written, and whenever it came to a part of the hair or different things of Hoffman's head of Christ,
quand ils sont arrivés,
they'd press harder with the pen.
Des cheveux, ils ont
and they made Hoffman's head of Christ written in the Beatitudes.
Et ils ont fait que cette image-là de Hoffman soit écrite dans les
and the prophet says, there he is,
et le prophète dit,
sitting
voici,
in his word,
assis dans sa parole,
looking right out,
regardant là-dehors,
Christ in the Beatitudes.
Christ dans les Béatitudes.
Because obviously Christ is the fullness of
parce
what you're reading of
Christ
here.
Est la plénitude, c'est que nous
He's
lisons
the fully blessed one.
Le plein entièrement béni.
Everything that he is and everything that he did was blessed.
À tout ce qu'il a fait et tout ce qu'il est a été béni.
Because he lived everything
parce
which he taught.
Lui a vécu tout ce qu'il a enseigné.
That's the difference between him and us.
C'est ça la différence entre
we
lui
sometimes
et nous.
Have to preach a standard.
Parfois, nous
and we desire to be there as well.
Nous désirons y être.
But Jesus lived his teaching.
Mais Jésus a vécu ses enseignements.
His most powerful teaching was his life.
Ses enseignements le plus, son enseignement,
he didn't really have to open his mouth.
Puissance était, sa vie.
He just opened his mouth for our benefit who weren't together with him.
Il a ouvert sa bouche pour nous.
But if you had been together with Jesus,
mais si jamais vous avez
his life was a sermon.
Sa vie était un sermon.
The perfection of his life
la perfection de sa vie
was a lesson in itself.
C'était une leçon.
He would live it out before the people.
Qu'il a vécu devant le peuple.
So Jesus Christ
Jésus,
in the Beatitudes.
Dans les Béatitudes.
And we want to reflect Christ.
Et nous voulons refléter Christ.
We desire to be blessed
nous
by Him.
Être béni par lui.
But we desire to reflect
mais
Him.
Nous désirons le refléter.
And that's why Jesus was coming on the mount.
Jésus venait sur la montagne.
And was showing the characteristics.
Et il montrait les caractéristiques
of His kingdom.
De son royaume.
He, the King,
à lui, le roi,
displays these characteristics.
Affichant ces caractéristiques.
And He was showing it the citizens of my kingdom,
les citoyens de
this
royaume,
kingdom of heaven that is being established,
qui est établi,
these are the characteristics of the citizens of the kingdom.
Des citoyens du royaume.
And Jesus himself being
Jésus
meek,
étant, doux
and lowly.
Et humble.
He being the king of the kingdom.
Lui étant le roi du royaume.
His citizens are going to be the same.
Ses citoyens seront les
the
mêmes.
The subjects of his kingdom.
Les sujets de son royaume.
Share the characteristics of their king.
Partage
Christ,
les
he was meek and he was lowly.
Et Christ était doux et humble.
Other translations of blessed are the meek.
D'autres traductions.
Blessed are the
heureux,
gentle in spirit.
Heureux ceux qui sont gentils en esprit.
You may have a fiery temperament.
Vous pouvez avoir un tempérament.
But this is something inward that we're speaking of.
Il y a quelque chose ici.
Someone can be outwardly a loud person.
Parfois quelqu'un peut être très bruyant à l'extérieur, mais tout en étant doux.
Because you're gentle in spirit.
Parce que vous êtes gentil en esprit.
Another translation says, "Blessed are the God controlled."
Heureux ceux qui sont contrôlés.
Blessed are the people that are controlled by God in their spirit.
Heureux sont les gens qui sont contrôlés par Dieu.
That's what meekness is.
C'est ça, c'est que c'est
to be God controlled.
C'est être contrôlé par Dieu.
That's a condition for an inheritance.
Et ça, c'est la condition pour l'héritage.
It's when you're not in control of your spirit.
Vous n'avez pas le contrôle.
You don't just do things that you want.
Vous ne faites pas.
Lose your temper when you want.
À perdre votre tempérament.
Abuse people with your mouth when you want.
Les gens avec votre
you don't have meekness there.
Là, vous n'avez
you're
pas
not like your king.
Vous n'êtes pas comme votre
but
roi.
Blessed are the gentle in spirit.
Mais heureux ceux qui sont gentils.
Blessed are the God controlled.
Heureux ceux qui sont contrôlés par Dieu.
They're controlled inwardly by
Ils
God.
Ils sont contrôlés intérieurement par Dieu.
The Amplified says.
La version
Happy dit, are they.
Heureux sont
who claim nothing for themselves.
Ceux qui ne réclament rien d'eux-mêmes.
They let their father make the decisions.
Ils laisse leur père prendre la décision.
And they rest in his will.
Et ils se reposent en sa volonté.
For the whole earth belongs to them.
Car toute la terre leur appartient.
When you get to that stage,
lorsque vous arrivez à cet
point, you claim nothing for yourself.
Vous n'avez rien à réclamer.
You don't seek for revenge.
Vous ne cherchez pas la
when
revanche.
People do you wrong.
Lorsque les gens vous causent du tort.
But you commit everything into his hands.
Mais vous soumettez tout entre sa main.
That's gentleness of spirit.
Ça c'est la gentillesse.
That's meekness.
Ça c'est la douceur.
That's exactly what Jesus
c'est exactement
was.
Ce que Jésus dit.
But the first point we need to stress
mais le premier point que nous
is meekness is not weakness.
La douceur n'est pas la faiblesse.
Because the world has this idea of meekness.
Le monde a cette idée de la douceur.
You know, you see the graffiti.
Lorsque vous voyez
it's like the world making a joke at the Christians.
C'est comme le monde se moque de chrétiens.
It says the meek shall inherit the earth.
Ils disent que les méchants hériteront la terre.
If the rest of them will allow us.
Si le reste leur permet.
But that's not what meekness is.
Mais ce n'est pas ça.
If Jesus was meek.
Si Jésus
that's
était
what
doux,
meekness is.
C'est que c'est la,
Jesus
c'est
wasn't
ça,
weak.
C'est la douceur. Jésus n'était pas faible.
He was meek.
Il était doux.
The scripture tells us.
L'écriture nous dit.
Think of some of the words that we are commanded to keep.
Qui nous sont recommandés.
The Bible says we must contend.
La Bible dit que vous devez
contend
vous
for the faith.
Combattre pour la foi.
So meekness means you can still contend.
Douceur veut dire vous pouvez toujours
the scripture
combattre.
Says, fight the good fight of faith.
L'écriture dit combattez le bon combat.
So meek people still fight.
Les gens doivent continuer à se combattre.
Because this is a warfare that we're engaged in.
Nous sommes engagés, nous sommes dans une guerre.
But it's a lawful warfare.
Mais c'est une guerre légale.
To those who are meek.
Pour ceux qui sont
you realize the battle is the Lord's.
Vous réalisez que la bataille
you're not fighting
Seigneur.
For yourself.
Vous ne battez pas pour vous-même.
You're fighting under his banner.
Vous battez sous sa bataille.
You're fighting when he goes before.
Vous vous battez quand lui passe devant.
You're fighting when he opens the way.
Vous vous battez lorsque lui ouvre la voie.
That's a different kind of fighting, friend.
Et ça c'est une sorte de bataille.
You're not fighting for your rights.
Bataille différente. Vous ne battez
you're
pas
not
pour
fighting
votre
for your reputation.
Vous ne battez pas pour votre réputation.
You're not fighting for your honor.
Vous ne battez pas. Vous ne vous battez pas pour
but
votre
the citizens
honneur.
Of this kingdom.
Mais les citoyens de ce royaume.
They contend for his honor.
Se battent pour son honneur.
They're fighting his fight.
Ils se battent
there's
sa bataille.
There's a big difference here.
Il y a une grande différence.
And
ici.
We'll see it as we go along.
Que nous allons voir pendant
look
que
in 1 Peter chapter 2.
Regardez à 2 Pierre.
Peter's showing
2.
Us this kind of a characteristic.
Pierre just
as we lay a bit of a background. What is meekness?
Fondation.
It's not weakness.
Que signifie douceur? Ce n'est pas
1 Peter 2 verse 18.
1 Pierre chapitre 2 le verset
Peter is speaking to servants.
Pierre parle aux
these serviteurs. Were slaves that had become believers in
c'était
their day.
Des esclaves qui sont devenus
and some of them were under hard masters.
Certains ont des maîtres
they weren't well treated by their
ils
masters.
N'étaient pas bien traités par leur maître.
So Peter was saying, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward. So Peter was saying, you're a believer.
Pierre dit que vous êtes croyant.
God has allowed you to become a believer in a certain condition.
Dieu a permis que vous deveniez croyant dans une certaine
God has
condition.
Chosen a certain lot in life for you.
Dieu a choisi une certaine portion dans la vie.
And these believers weren't in the easiest condition.
Ces croyants ne se trouvaient pas dans une bonne condition.
Because some of them were under cruel masters.
Certains d'entre eux étaient sous des maîtres cruels.
And Peter said, "Submit yourself not only to the good."
Et Pierre leur dit, soumettez-vous.
But also to those that are evil.
À ceux qui sont bons, mais aussi à ceux
Verse
qui
19,
sont mauvais. Le
verset 19. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. This is the test of meekness now.
Ça, c'est le test de,
is the ability to suffer wrongfully.
La capacité de souffrir
and not take out your sword and want to fight your own corner.
Prendre votre épée et vous battre pour
but
votre
to be
cause,
gentle in spirit.
Ça, mais être
to be
en esprit,
God controlled.
Être contrôlé par Dieu.
The next verse says,
le verset suivant,
for what glory is it when, if you be buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if when you do well and you suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Amen. Friends, that's not an easy thing for people.
C'est pas une chose facile pour le
especially
peuple,
not in Laodicea.
Particulièrement Laodicea.
Because this is the age of people's rights.
Parce que ça, c'est l'âge des
I have my rights.
J'ai mes droits.
No one can push me around
personne
like that.
Peut me pousser
don't people
là?
Know who I am?
Est-ce que les gens ne
who
savent
are
pas
you?
Que je suis? Qui êtes-vous?
You're just 78 cents of dust, like the prophet said.
Juste 60,
without Christ, we're nothing.
Des poussières, n'y a rien. Sans Christ,
that's
vous
not a meek
rien.
Sort of an attitude.
Ça, c'est pourquoi, dans notre
verse 21, let's look at our example.
Le verset suivant,
for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. So our king went before and he showed us the way.
Notre roi est passé devant et il nous a montré le chemin.
And what was his steps? Verse 22.
Quelles étaient ses étapes?
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He did nothing wrong.
Il n'a rien fait de
he
mauvais.
Said nothing wrong.
Il n'a rien dit de mauvais.
Verse 23. Who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Friends. To find a character like that, that is gold
comme celui-là, c'est de l'or.
In this age.
Dans cet âge.
To find somebody that when they're wrongfully treated,
tel que quand ils sont injustement traités,
that they just committed to the Lord.
Ils se soumettent à Dieu.
Remember, David showed meekness
David a montré
when Shimei was
douceur.
Throwing the dirt on him.
Lorsque il y a des
thou bloody man,
lui, toi, un homme
the Lord has visited the blood of the
Dieu
house of Saul upon you.
Dieu qui a visité ma maison aura
and there was brother Abner.
Et voici le frère
I think it
Abner.
Was Abner or Joab, out of the sword.
Qui sort son épée.
How can this dead dog speak to my king like
comment
that?
Est-ce qu'un chien comme celui-là peut parler à
you see, he wants to take the battle into his own hands.
Il voulait prendre la bataille
he wants
en
to defend his own honor.
Il voulait défendre
that's not meekness.
Honneur. Ça, c'est pas la douceur.
David says, be still.
David dit, sois calme.
Maybe God told him to
ah,
do it.
Dieu lui a dit de le faire.
And maybe God will visit a blessing back.
Dieu va
just leave him. And friends, that is a wonderful thing to do.
Et ça, c'est une chose merveilleuse.
That is how you overcome.
C'est ainsi que vous vainquez.
Because the first thing you've got to overcome
parce
is yourself.
La première chose que vous devez vaincre, c'est vous vaincre vous-même.
And then once you've overcome yourself,
une fois que
you can see victory in other places.
Alors pouvez voir la victoire
David overcame himself. He was
David
like Christ
vaincu,
there. He was the rejected king.
Il était un roi rejeté.
He didn't take it into his own hands. Try to contend and fight. And all the things he went through under Saul, though he had done nothing wrong, you never find David once trying to defend his honor. Although he gathers mighty men around him, he never once uses his might and his force to try to avenge his wrongs with Saul. But he left it in the hands of the one who had allowed him to come into that situation. And friends, that is the key. If you can link your current situation with God, it makes a big difference in your current situation. When you can see that God has permitted this, God has allowed me to come into this situation for a reason, you've got the potential to overcome.
Vous avez le potentiel.
But when you can't see God's hand
si
in it,
when
you just think this is unfair, how can people treat me like this?
Comment est-ce que les gens peuvent me traiter de la sorte?
It's difficult to overcome when you see it like that.
But
once you see that God is in control of all things, like we saw last week, the good things and the bad.
Les bons,
he puts us under good masters and he puts us under evil.
Il nous place sous les bons maîtres, tout comme
but the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
Les pas des justes sont guidés
and David
par
could see that.
Et David pouvait voir cela.
David said, leave him alone.
Et il dit, laissez-le.
And then David has an opportunity when Saul's in the cave.
L'opportunité lorsque
he can
David
take things into his own hands.
Il pouvait
prendre and his
la
men are encouraging to do it.
Il avait,
and David says, his time will come. He shall fall in battle.
Il tombera dans la
but
bataille.
I shall not raise my hand against the Lord's
anointed.
That is meekness, friends.
Ça, c'est la douceur,
that
ami.
Is power under control. That's what meekness actually
c'est
is.
La puissance
it's
sous
power
le contrôle.
Under control.
C'est la puissance sous le contrôle.
Strength that you have, but it's under control.
Que vous avez,
that's
control.
When you can inherit
c'est
now.
À l'heure que vous pouvez
that's
hériter,
a condition
alors.
For inheritance.
C'est une, c'est ça, la condition
meekness
pour
goes together with inheritance
la
every time.
Avec
now this is not possible for the natural man.
Ça, c'est pas possible pour un homme naturel.
We're not speaking of forcing
ne
yourself
pas de vous
not to beat somebody.
Yet
you want to do it.
Oui, vous pouvez le faire. Vous voulez le
this
faire.
Is an attitude of heart.
Ça, c'est
this is something that is birthed into someone by the new birth.
Né, inné dans le cœur de quelqu'un.
It's not a natural characteristic.
C'est pas une caractéristique.
Let's
naturelle.
Look at Jesus in Philippians chapter 2,
voyons
verse 7.
Jésus dans Philippiens chapitre
what
2.
Else does it say about our meek king?
Quoi d'autre il est parlé
the king
de
of the meek.
Doux, le roi de la douceur.
Philippians 2, verse 7.
À Philippiens chapitre
the Bible
2, verse 7.
Says, but he made himself of no reputation and took on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So Jesus, he made himself of no reputation.
Il s'est dépouillé de toute réputation.
All the days of his flesh,
tous les jours
Jesus never once defended his own reputation.
Pas une seule fois, Jésus n'a jamais défendu son
he was
sa
meek.
Réputation. Il
when people
doux.
Would revile him, he'd be quiet.
Lorsque les gens l'outrageaient, lui était
when
calme.
People would misrepresent what he was doing,
les gens
he'd be quiet.
Mal représentait
he
ce qu'il
just
était,
committed
il était
to his father.
Calme. Il remettait tout en,
but
à
now, watch the difference with someone who's meek.
Regardez la différence avec
the moment somebody did something against the reputation of his father,
quelqu'un a fait quelque chose qui, touche à la réputation
Jesus
de
would
son
wage
père.
Warfare now.
Jésus engage
he would defend. And the reputation and the honor of his father and of the kingdom. But he would never defend his own reputation. He would commit that into the hands of God. That's what meekness is. It doesn't mean you don't fight. It doesn't mean you don't contend. But you're led by him. He shows you when to fight. He shows you the battles you must engage yourself in. And if he doesn't go before, you don't fight. Because the battle is the Lord's. The Bible says about David.
La Bible dit à propos de David.
Saul called David.
Saul a appelé David.
When he wanted to give him his daughter.
Quand il voulait lui donner sa fille.
And he said to him, only be thou valiant.
Sois vaillant.
And fight the Lord's battles.
Et combat le combat de l'Éternel.
Ask yourself, whose battles are you fighting at the moment?
Posez-vous la question, quelle est la bataille?
We can try to fight our own battles,
est-ce
friends. That's not meekness.
De combattre la bataille.
The meek fight the Lord's battles.
Le doux combat la bataille.
They don't fight their own battles. He fights their battles. Because the battle is the Lord's.
La bataille appartient au Seigneur.
And meekness is that ability to be able to distinguish between the two.
De distinguer entre les deux.
To control yourself.
Vous contrôler.
When it's not time to fight.
Quand ce n'est pas le temps.
And to leave him to contend for you.
Et le laisser lui se battre.
If somebody stepped on your honor and your reputation, leave it in the hands of the Lord.
Laissez-le.
He's permitted that situation. Let him be the one to fight for you. But let someone start speaking about your Lord against your Lord. Let someone start blaspheming his name. There's something rises up inside of you. Now it's time to contend. Now it's time to fight, to wage warfare. Never be meek towards the devil.
Ne soyez jamais doux envers le diable.
You always wage warfare with the devil.
Vous engagez toujours la guerre avec le diable.
But there's times to be meek.
Mais il y a le temps d'être doux.
There's time to be God controlled.
Il y a le temps d'être contrôlé
par
Dieu.
But meekness is not weakness.
Mais la douceur n'est pas.
The definition of meekness, it says, the blessedness of the man who is always angry at the right time.
L'état d'un homme qui est toujours en colère.
And never angry at the wrong time.
Et n'est jamais en colère au mauvais moment.
There's nothing wrong with being angry.
Il n'y a rien
at
de
the right time.
En colère quand c'est
in Mark chapter 3, when there was the man withered in the synagogue and his hand was withered. Remember the man had a crippled hand
oui,
in the synagogue.
De cet homme qui avait
in Mark
main,
chapter 3.
Qui avait une main paralysée, dans Acte
and the Pharisees and them didn't want him to be healed on the Sabbath day.
Les pharisiens disaient qu'ils ne voulaient pas qu'il soit guéri le jour de sabbat.
The Bible says Jesus looked around upon them with anger.
Jésus les a regardés avec colère.
Jesus was angry at them for that.
En colère.
Friends, there's nothing wrong with a righteous
il y a rien
anger.
De mauvais
there's nothing wrong with being angry at sin.
Il n'y a rien de mauvais
we
d'être en colère
angry
contre
at
le
sin.
Péché. Nous devons avoir la colère contre
nothing
le péché.
Nothing wrong with being angry at the devil.
Rien de mauvais d'être en colère contre le diable.
There's nothing wrong with righteous anger.
Il n'y a rien de mauvais avec
but you've
une
got to
colère
be God
juste.
Controlled.
Mais vous devez être contrôlé
you've got to
par
be
Dieu.
Angry at the right
vous devez
time.
Avoir la colère
angry
au bon
in the
moment
right cause.
Et en colère
channel
pour
that
la bonne
indignation.
Cause. Faire ce canal avec l'indignation
to fulfill his will.
Pour accomplir sa volonté.
But there's times when anger is
mais il y a le temps où la colère est un péché.
When anger is wrong.
Lorsque la colère est mauvaise.
And we all know that kind of an anger.
Et nous savons tous ce genre de colère.
That's why it's to be God controlled.
C'est pourquoi être contrôlé par Dieu.
In John chapter 2, Jesus
Jean
was angry.
Deux, Jésus était en colère.
But let me just show you how much under control he was. Let's in fact read Mark chapter 11.
Combien il était sous contrôle. Allons dans Matthieu.
Mark chapter 11, verse 11.
Marc, chapitre 11.
This was meekness now.
Ça, c'était la douceur.
In Mark 11, verse 11, Jesus comes into Jerusalem.
Marc 11:11, Jésus entre à Jérusalem.
It says, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around upon all things, and now the even time was come, he went to Bethany with the 12. So Jesus comes into the temple, friends.
Jésus arrive au temple.
And there's all the money changers and there's all the tax collectors.
Y a tous ces gens qui font des échanges,
and all the wrong that's been done in the house of God.
Et tout le mal qui est fait dans la maison de
but
Dieu.
Here's a man who's God controlled.
Mais voici un homme qui est contrôlé par
he's
Dieu.
Meek.
Il est doux.
He looks at it and he does nothing.
Il regarde, il ne fait rien.
And it's evening time and he goes to Bethany.
Et c'est le soir, il s'en va à Bethany.
Verse 15.
Verset 15.
They come back the next day.
Et il retourne le jour
and
suivant.
They came to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple. Discipline at the right time.
La discipline au moment convenable.
Not discipline just in a rage of anger.
Non, pas la discipline parce que vous
he doesn't
êtes en
just
colère.
See them there that day.
Il ne les voit pas seulement là, ce
to hell with you people.
Et aller en enfer, vous.
That's sinning against God,
ça,
friends.
C'est un péché contre
that's
Dieu.
Losing your temper.
Ça, c'est perdre vos tempéraments.
But Jesus is angry.
Mais Jésus est en
how
colère.
Can they treat my father's house
comment
like this?
Comment pouvait-il traiter la maison de mon père ainsi?
Let me go and speak to my father about
que j'aille parler à mon père.
And he goes to Bethany for the
et
night.
Il s'en va à Bethany.
The next day he comes into
à
town.
Sa nuit, les jours suivants,
this
il
is power under control.
Ça, c'est la puissance sous le contrôle.
He's under control now. He's disciplined, but it's under control.
La discipline, mais sous contrôle.
His indignation is working in the
son
right channel
travaille dans les bons
at canals, the right time
au moment convenable,
to teach the maximum lesson from that situation.
La leçon maximum pour cette
and
situation.
He whips them out of the temple.
Et il les frappe tous pour sortir
and all of the Pharisees are saying, but what kind of man is this?
Quel est ce genre d'homme?
There's nothing wrong with being angry at the right time.
There's
nothing wrong with
bon
being
moment.
Angry in the right cause.
D'être en colère, rien de mal d'être en colère pour la bonne
there's
cause.
Nothing wrong with being passionate in that kind of
il
a way.
Il n'y a rien d'être en colère pour ces gens.
Because remember, the
passion.
Disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of my father's
était,
house has eaten me up.
Les ailes de mon, la maison de
so
mon
he
père
channeled this anger into a righteous zeal.
Il crée un canal entre les ailes.
And he was controlled in what he did and he fulfilled the scripture.
Et il a accompli l'écriture
because it had been written of him.
Parce que c'était écrit à propos
the prophet
de lui.
Says, and what did you go out to see? What went you out to see? The message.
Qu'est-il allé voir?
He says, now a lot of people have the wrong impression of Christ.
Beaucoup de gens ont une mauvaise impression de Christ.
Some people think Christ was a sissy.
Certains pensent que
meekness
Christ
isn't being a sissy.
Un homme qui n'avait pas de contrôle.
Christ was the greatest of all men.
Christ était
he was the example man.
Il était un homme exemple.
Not only was he man, but he was the God man.
Il était un homme, mais il était Dieu, l'homme.
He was God with us, Emmanuel.
Il était Dieu avec nous, Emmanuel.
He was the humblest of men.
Il était le plus humble de tous
but
les
listen,
hommes.
But you can be too humble.
Mais il se peut que ça ait
until the devil humble. Will make a puppet out of you.
Au point que le diable fait des voix.
It's that balance, friends.
C'est la balance.
You can be too humble.
Il se peut
until the devil will run over you.
L'humilité au point que le diable se moque de
he
vous.
He was humble, washing his disciples' feet.
Il était humble, nettoyant les pieds de ses disciples.
He was forgiving enough to pray for those who drove spikes into his hands.
Il était assez humble pour pardonner à ceux qui ont percé ses mains.
But he was man enough
mais il était homme assez
to plait ropes
pour
and run the money changers out of the house.
Flageller ceux qui faisaient des échanges
that's
dans la
knowing
maison
the right battles to fight.
Et c'est connaître la bonne
friends,
bataille
choose your battles carefully.
Faites un bon choix de votre
don't
bataille.
Just fight for the sake of fighting.
Mais
many people have a contentious spirit.
Avec un esprit
they just love to be contentious.
Ils aiment tout simplement être contentieux.
Choose your battles carefully.
Faites un bon choix de votre bataille.
That was advice somebody once told me about bringing up children, and I've always thought that was very wise.
Il y a quelqu'un qui m'a
choose your battles carefully with your children.
Élever les enfants.
Don't always be at war with them.
Soyez toujours pas en guerre contre
the warfare will lose its impact.
La bataille va perdre son
if
impact.
You're always correcting them, after,
si vous ne faites
it's just daddy
corriger.
Again.
Ils vont dire, c'est
but if you are nice at the right time,
si vous êtes
which should
bon
be most of the time,
and
you're gentle and you're kind,
moment, vous
and then there's certain times
bon.
When you say, now,
moment,
they need to see the fire in the eyes.
Ils doivent voir le feu dans les yeux.
They're going to take it very seriously at that
ils vont
time.
Le prendre sérieusement.
When you choose your battle carefully,
lorsque vous choisissez votre bataille
when you show forth discipline and anger at the right time,
la discipline et la colère au bon moment.
In the Generations book, Billy Paul,
dans le livre, la
Brother Billy Paul,
Billy Paul
I'll just
Paul.
Read what he said about when his son
je vais dire ce qu'il disait
came and disturbed them when he was working with Brother Branham in the office.
Ses enfants sont venus les déranger quand il travaillait avec les frères Branham.
And he kept on telling his yeah, little boy, go outside and play, we're busy now.
Il continuait à leur dire, allez jouer dehors, nous sommes occupés.
He says, we worked a little bit more and Paul came in again.
Nous avons attendu encore un peu et puis Paul est rentré.
And again, Dad, Brother Branham told him, we're busy, we'll play together later.
Nous sommes occupés, nous allons jouer un peu plus tard.
The third time he interrupted our work,
il a interrompu
I
le travail.
Smacked him with the palm of my hand on his diaper, on his nappy.
J'ai giflé sur la joue.
And he's kind of scooted across the floor.
C'est comme s'il est tombé sur le pavement.
It was very uncharacteristic of Dad to step in.
C'était pas une
when Paul was being disciplined.
Pour un père, quand, que Paul soit discipliné.
But this time he went over and picked him up.
Mais cette fois-ci, il est allé
and
et
began
il a
to console him.
Et a commencé à le, consoler.
And he said, Grandpa told you I'll play with you when I get done.
Le grand-père a dit que je vais
but
jouer
I can't
avec
right now.
Quand j'aurai le temps, mais je ne peux pas
Paul
maintenant.
Snubbed and said, okay, and took off out of the room.
Et Paul a compris, il est sorti de la chambre.
Then Dad turned to me and said,
et puis, papa s'est
shut the typewriter off.
Il dit,
I did. Turn off the typewriter.
Éteindre la machine à écrire.
This is Paul, I know you've got to discipline your child.
Paul, je sais que tu dois discipliner tes enfants.
But you did that wrong.
Mais là, tu l'as
I said, no, I didn't.
Il dit, non, je
I told him several times and he was just being bad.
Plusieurs fois, mais il n'écoutait pas.
He shook his head and said,
il a bougé sa tête et
a child has a special angel with them.
Un enfant a une blessure spéciale en lui.
Special angel with them.
Une blessure spéciale.
And so does a person that is mentally ill or crippled and can't take care of themselves.
Paul est un homme qui avait un problème mental.
The angel stays with them at all times and protects them.
L'ange est resté avec lui chaque fois pour le protéger.
When you hit Paul, you did it in anger.
Lorsque tu frappes Paul, tu le fais en colère.
First of all, that's the wrong way to correct a child.
D'abord, c'est la mauvaise façon de.
Secondly, you not only struck the child, but you struck the angel.
Non seulement tu as frappé l'enfant, mais tu
don't
as frappé
you ever do that again.
Ne le fais plus jamais.
You have to correct them.
Tu dois les corriger.
But you do it in love and not like that.
Mais fais-le en amour.
Otherwise,
avec
you
amour,
offend his angel.
Autre, vraiment, tu vas,
it's a serious thing, friend.
Son âge. Ça, c'est
that
chose,
spiritual dimension.
Cette dimension spirituelle.
How easy it is not to be meek.
Bien, il est facile de ne pas être doux.
Not to do things at the right time.
Faire les choses au bon moment.
And we defend ourselves and justify ourselves. But he was being bad. That's true.
Il était mauvais. Oui, c'est vrai.
But you weren't God controlled.
Mais toi, tu n'étais pas.
And two wrongs never make a right.
Et, deux mauvais ne peuvent jamais
God has to be working on both hands for something to be resolved.
Pour que certaines choses soient résolues.
And that was good advice.
Et c'était un
the
bon
prophet
conseil.
Says, man is not measured by his muscles.
L'homme n'est pas mesuré par ses muscles.
But by the bags in the knees of his trousers.
Mais par les cicatrices
where he's been praying. Man is measured by character.
L'homme est mesuré par le caractère.
There never was a greater man than Jesus.
Il n'était pas un.
And he was measured by his character,
il était mesuré
not
par
by
son
his
stature. Non pas par sa
stature. And that ability of Jesus that when they smote him and he kept quiet,
quand l'a frappé,
when they plucked out his beard and he kept quiet,
lorsqu'ils ont tiré sa barbe, il était
because it was the will of his father at that time.
Parce que c'était la volonté de son père en ce
moment-là. That was supreme character, friends.
Il avait un caractère.
That's a character that inherits the throne.
Ça c'est le caractère qui va hériter le trône.
That's the character of the word.
Ça c'est le caractère de la parole.
And that's not so easy, friend.
Et c'est pas si facile.
He's got to develop that into us.
Il doit développer cela en nous.
So there's times we need to hold back.
Il y a un temps où nous devons nous retenir.
And there's times we need to wage war.
Et il y a un temps où nous devons engager la guerre.
And that balance.
Et cette balance
needs his leadership.
A besoin de
and
sa
you've got to keep yourself under control.
Et vous devez vous garder sous contrôle.
Because a man who cannot control his spirit. It's like a city without walls, the Bible
c'est
says.
Comme une ville
the
sans
enemy
mur.
Can come in and plunder you anytime.
Rien peut, tout peut entrer à tout moment.
You just come from blessings that in fellowship.
De la bénédiction, la communion.
You've stored up good things.
Vous avez emmagasiné des bonnes choses.
You go out.
Et vous sortez.
Someone drives in front of you.
Il y a quelqu'un qui
this road rage.
Et il y a la bataille sur le chemin et
you're overcome by yourself.
Et vous êtes vaincu par
you're like a
vous-même.
City without walls.
C'est comme une
the enemy can come in every time and rob the blessing of you.
L'ennemi peut entrer à tout moment et voler la bénédiction.
That's what meekness is.
C'est ça que c'est.
It's to be God controlled.
La douceur, c'est être contrôlé.
It's a gentleness of spirit.
C'est la gentillesse.
Until he goes before.
Jusqu'à ce que lui
then you wage warfare.
Et alors tu entres dans la bataille.
The word meek in the Bible.
Les mots doux dans la Bible.
If you take the word meek,
si vous prenez
the
le mot
perfect doux, English word for it,
le mot parfait en anglais de ce mot
is a gentleman.
C'est un homme gentil.
You know, in the old days, they used to speak of a gentleman.
Savez,
now it's lost its
anciens,
real meaning.
On parlait des hommes gentils,
but it's a gentleman. That's what it is to be meek, is to be a gentleman.
C'est un homme de caractère. C'est ça, être doux.
The prophet speaks of Zacchaeus,
the businessman.
And he gives a drama of Zacchaeus coming wanting to see Jesus.
Et il donne le drame de Zacchée quand il
and he says, Zacchaeus, this is in the message, be not afraid.
C'est dans le message, ne sois
pas he says, Zacchaeus saw this great big fisherman walking there. That was Peter.
C'est Zacchée a vu ces grands pêcheurs là,
pushing the people to one side.
En train de pousser les gens d'un côté.
I'm sorry, folks.
Je suis désolé.
Our Lord is very, very tired.
Notre Seigneur
he's been
fatigué.
Out all night.
Toute la nuit, il était dehors.
He's on his road down here to see some friends of his.
Il est venu ici juste pour voir
I'm sorry, we won't have time.
Désolé, nous n'aurons pas le temps.
Very nice.
Très bien.
And Zacchaeus must have said,
doit avoir
you know,
dit,
this is a strange thing.
Ça, c'est une chose étrange.
But these men are gentlemen.
Mais ces gens sont réellement des
and
hommes.
The prophet says, you know, anybody that serves the Lord Jesus is a gentleman.
Tout celui qui sert le Seigneur
in
c'est un
courtesy.
Dans la
a gentleman. The prophet was a real gentleman.
Le prophète était un vrai
the
gentleman.
Prophet would take off his hat whenever a woman would be in the room.
Le prophète pouvait enlever son chapeau.
He would open the door for other people.
Dans le, bureau.
He would give a woman his seat.
Il pouvait, ouvrir la porte pour
he was a gentleman.
Se
that's what meekness is.
C'est ça, c'est
gentleness
c'est
in spirit.
Douceur, la gentillesse dans l'esprit.
Putting the other people before.
Laisser les autres des gens devant.
Gentlemen. Meekness is also a teachable spirit.
Gentillesse est aussi
to be teachable in spirit.
Et avoir la capacité d'être enseigné en esprit.
You know, so many of us get to a certain place. We grow in grace to a certain point.
Arrive à un certain
point. And they're not teachable anymore.
Au point que nous
we know everything.
Nous
we can't
tout.
Be created.
Nous ne pouvons plus
we can't corrigés. Be instructed.
Nous ne pouvons plus être instruits.
That's a dangerous position
et
to
ça,
be
c'est
in.
Une position dangereuse.
Always remain teachable in spirit.
Restez toujours.
Because there's always things you need to learn.
Parce que nous avons toujours besoin.
There's always new aspects of life that are going to open up to you and to me.
Toujours des nouvelles voies de la vie qui vont
every single one of us is an apprentice in these things.
Est un apprenti dans
and
ces
we
choses.
Need to learn from the journeyman himself.
Apprendre venant du
gentleman it's a teachableness of spirit.
À être en mesure d'être enseigné,
realizing that you need instruction.
Réalisant que vous avez besoin d'instruction.
But the main meaning of this word,
mais la
meek,
signification principale de ce mot doux,
it speaks of animals.
Ça parle des animaux.
It speaks of a tame animal.
Ça parle d'un animal qui peut être
like a horse that has been broken.
C'est comme un cheval.
Have you ever seen a horse that hasn't yet been broken?
Avez-vous jamais vu
it's
un
wild.
Cheval qui n'a jamais été brisé?
It's good
il
for
est
nothing.
Sauvage.
It just makes a lot of activity, but it does nothing.
Mais il ne fait
it's
rien.
Of no benefit to anybody.
Il ne bénéficie à rien.
An unbroken horse is just potential, but nothing more than that.
Brisé, non brisé, c'est juste
but if you can break that horse,
mais si vous pouvez le briser,
if you can bring it to the stage
si
that you can put a girdle over it,
où vous pouvez placer
and you can put a saddle on it,
et vous pouvez,
and it won't contend,
et qu'il ne va pas se
and battre, you can get up in the saddle and that horse can be useful.
Vous pouvez monter dessus et que ce cheval
it can move where you want it to move.
S'il peut aller où vous voulez qu'il aille,
it can do what you want it to do.
Il peut faire ce que vous voulez qu'il fasse.
It's a precious thing, friend.
C'est une chose précieuse.
It's like an ox.
C'est comme un veau.
That's not accustomed to a yoke.
Qui n'est pas accoutumé au joug.
And you try to put a yoke on that ox, and
si
it's going to kick and it's going to fuss.
Joug sur ces bœufs,
that ox is good for nothing.
C'est veau est bon
you bought
rien.
The ox for a purpose.
Vous l'avez élevé pour
to
pour
do
un but,
your will.
De faire votre volonté,
to plow your fields.
Pour labourer votre
to pull
champ,
your loads.
Pour travailler
you
sur
want
votre
all
champ.
That it is to be under et your authority.
Tout ce que lui est soit sous votre autorité.
But how easy it is not to be like that.
Combien c'est facile de ne pas être ainsi.
I don't need this.
Je n'ai pas besoin de
I can do what I want.
Et je veux faire ce que je
remember
veux.
Paul was like that.
Souvenez-vous, Paul était ainsi.
And Jesus had to come to him
et
and
Jésus
say, Paul,
venir à lui et lui
why are you kicking against the pricks?
Pourquoi tu régimes contre les aiguillons?
That literally means Paul, there's a pole, a stick which the people would have when you're herding with your oxen.
Il y avait une verge que les gens
and it had a sharp point on the end.
Et cela avait, été
and when
pointu,
those oxen were under the yoke and the one wants to do his own thing, you had poke him in the side with the prod,
et,
with the goad.
Lorsque le veau ne voulait pas faire
like,
ce que lui
get
voulait,
back in line
allait,
there.
Les toucher avec cette
and that terre, pain would show him that I'm not supposed to do this.
Peine et, non, je
and Jesus said, Paul, you like an ox that doesn't want to go under the yoke.
Tu es, Paul, Jésus a dit à Paul, tu es comme un
you know what's right.
Qui ne veut pas être sous le
you saw it when Stephen was put to death.
Tu as vu Étienne être mis à mort.
You've seen a reflection in the lives of the believers.
Tu as vu la réflexion dans la vie.
Why are you kicking against the pricks? You're going to hurt yourself. Rather submit yourself.
Autant mieux te soumettre.
Because God called the man.
Parce que Dieu a appelé
God ordained Paul to be yoked, the prophet says.
D'être sous les joues.
And to pull the gospel into the presence of the Gentiles.
Et d'amener l'évangile dans la présence des gentils.
But he was like a bull that didn't want to be yoked.
Il était comme un taureau qui ne voulait pas
avoir. And Christ had to discipline him.
Et Christ devrait le discipliner.
Put him in a situation.
Le placer dans une situation.
To break him, to break his will.
Pour,
to bring his will subject to the will of God. And then he could now go under the yoke. He wouldn't hurt himself. And then when he had pulled, he'd be pulling together with the master. Now all of his energies and all of his activity was being channeled in the right direction to bring forth what Christ had called him for. There's a thing in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 18. Jeremiah 31 verse 18. This is when the Lord led Israel into captivity because they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't come under the Lord's God's yoke. They wanted to do their own thing. Live their own way.
Ils voulaient vivre à leur manière.
And the Lord sent them to captivity to chastise them.
Dans la captivité pour les
And then the Lord saw the condition of Ephraim at that time.
Seigneur a vu la condition d'Ephraïm.
And he says, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. Ephraim had learned his lesson now.
Ephraim a appris ses leçons.
He was speaking inside of himself.
Il se parlait au-dedans de lui.
And Ephraim was saying, Thou hast chastised me.
Ephraim disait, tu m'as corrigé.
And I was chastised.
Et j'ai été corrigé.
As a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke.
Comme un veau indompté.
Turn thou me.
Convertis-moi.
And I shall be turned.
Et je serai converti.
For thou art the Lord my God.
Car tu es l'Éternel mon Dieu.
Now Ephraim looked at himself and knew, Lord, all of this trouble I'm in, it's my own fault. Because I was like a bullock who didn't want to put on your yoke.
Comme un animal qui n'était pas dompté.
So you've had to correct me in this kind of a way.
Tu es venu me corriger.
Chastise me. But Lord, if you'll help me now, I've learned my lesson.
J'ai appris ma
leçon. I want to go under the yoke.
Je veux aller sous le joug.
I want to do what you've called
je veux
me to
faire
do.
Ce à quoi tu
I want you to be the boss and I want to just be in your team.
Et je veux être dans ton
I want you to do the leading. I don't want to lead
toi,
myself.
Tu me conduises. Je veux pas me conduire
because an ox, when it leads itself and it's plowing,
un veau, quand il se conduit en labourant,
it doesn't do the job of the master.
Il ne fait pas l'œuvre du maître.
It's got to follow the instructions of the one that's in control.
De celui qui a le contrôle.
And then all of its effort and all of its strength that it has,
et toutes ses forces
and all of the zeal that it has,
qu'il a,
and all of the potential that it has,
potentiel
is being channeled in the right course
est orienté dans la bonne
and is being used for the right purpose.
Utilisé pour une bonne cause.
And that's going to receive the blessing from the
et
master.
Ça va recevoir la bénédiction
and that's what Christ is calling us to
et
do as well.
Cela que Christ nous a appelé
is to come under his yoke.
Être sous son joug.
But it's not easy for people to come under the yoke of Christ.
Facile pour les gens de venir sous le joug de Christ.
No one wants to be yoked.
Personne ne veut être sous
Everyone
le joug.
Wants to be, think it's liberty. I can do what I want.
Veut penser librement et je suis libre de faire ce
But
que
it's
je
the
veux.
Greatest of blessings.
Mais c'est la plus grande des bénédictions.
Is to come under His yoke.
D'être sous son joug.
You know, when you make a yoke to those people who know plowing,
à ceux qui savent labourer,
especially in those days, in Bible days,
particulièrement
you would always put
Bible,
in pairs.
Vous mettez toujours en
that
pair,
yoke would have two places
si
for two oxen or donkeys, whatever it was.
Deux veaux ou deux, ânes.
And Jesus is saying in Matthew 11,
et Jésus disait dans Matthieu,
he's saying, 11, take my yoke upon you.
Prenez mon joug
Jesus himself
vous.
Was yoked.
Jésus lui-même
he
était
came down as a man.
Il est descendu
he took on the form of a servant.
Il a pris la forme
he never did
serviteur.
His own will.
Il n'a pas fait sa volonté.
He was yoked. And Jesus comes to you and I and says, if you want rest inside of your soul, if you want real peace inside of your life, take my yoke upon you. Come under my yoke.
Venez sous mon joug.
And when you come under this yoke and you put yourself there,
et vous vous placez là,
you know, there's always an apprehension, a fear of people
une appréhension,
to put themselves in that kind of a condition.
Dans ces genres de
no one wants to be restricted.
Personne ne veut
no one wants to be told, don't dress like this.
Personne ne veut,
don't do these kind of things.
Pas comme ça, ou ne faites pas ceci.
We think it's liberty to choose our own way.
C'est une liberté
but it's bondage to choose your own way.
La servitude
because you still end up yoked with someone. You end up yoked under the devil's yoke.
Parce que vous êtes sous le joug de quelqu'un et puis vous finirez par.
And that's a cruel yoke to be under, friends.
Et ça, c'est un joug cruel.
Because the devil is a hard taskmaster.
Parce que le diable est un maître dur de
tâches. Why waste all your talent, your time,
vos talents,
your energies,
votre énergie,
plowing for the devil?
Labourant pour le diable.
Why in his fields?
Dans son champ.
Working for the devil.
Travaillant pour le diable.
What a wasted life!
Combien c'est une vie.
All of these Hollywood stars, these musicians with their great talents that they have,
tous ces musiciens avec tous
with the voices and the musical gifts,
avec la voix, les dons musicaux,
but they've yoked themselves under the wrong yoke.
Ils se sont placés sous les joug.
They're yoked under the devil's yoke.
Ils sont sous les joug.
He's the one who's leading and guiding
et c'est lui
them.
Qui les guide
They're plowing his field so that he can sow his
Il laboure son champ afin
and bring forth his harvest.
Sa semence et il va
I'd produire. Rather Christ will break that yoke from me
soit, je préfère que Christ
by his grace
jour,
and say, come.
Sa grâce et,
There's a real yoke to
viens.
Take.
Tu as un vrai jour à prendre.
And, and sometimes we look at the yoke of service.
Parfois, nous regardons au
we look at what we've been called by Christ to do.
À ce à quoi Christ nous a appelé.
Paul was being called to take the gospel to the Gentiles, the despised.
Amener l'évangile aux gentils, aux méprisés.
He was going to lose his reputation.
Il allait perdre sa réputation.
Everything which he counted gain was going to be lost, he says.
Tout ce qu'il a trouvé comme gain, il allait perdre.
And maybe at first it was hard for him to
peut-être
think to come under that yoke of his calling.
D'être sous les jours de son appel.
But he overcame himself.
Mais il s'est vaincu.
And he went and he submitted himself.
Il est allé, il s'est soumis.
And that yoke was put upon him.
Et ce joug était placé sur
and
lui.
When he looked to see who was his
quand
partner,
il a regardé pour voir qui
it
était
was Jesus.
Son maître, c'était Jésus.
Because you always go in teams. And Jesus says, take my yoke upon you.
Et Jésus a dit, prends mon joug sur toi.
And that's the blessed thing
ça,
of Christian service.
D'un service
is you're never on your own in it. When the Lord calls you to take your yoke,
lorsque le Seigneur vous appelle,
it's His yoke that you're taking.
C'est son joug que vous prenez.
And when the going gets tough, you're going to find He's there pushing with
et
you.
Lorsque la voie semble dure, vous allez trouver que il est là avec vous.
Remember the footprints on the sands of time.
Les empreintes sur les sables du temps.
There's times you're not going to be able to make it, friends.
Cette fois-ci, vous
there's times it's going to be too hard for me along the way.
Il y a des temps où vous n'allez pas y arriver.
I'm going to say, Lord, but you said you'd always be with us.
Seigneur, mais tu as dit que tu seras toujours
avec nous. But when I'm looking back at the pathway of life,
sur les
during the difficult times, there was only one set of footprints.
Pendant les temps difficiles, il n'y avait qu'un.
Lord, where were you?
Les empreintes.
This is when you saw only one set of footprints. My child, that's when I carried you.
Ces empreintes, mon fils, c'est alors
and that's
que
what it's like
porté,
to be yoked with Christ.
Et c'est ainsi comme être avec Christ.
He pulls the majority of the load.
Lors, il tire la majorité de ses.
You know, if you want to teach cattle, get them accustomed to a yoke. You know what they do?
Si vous voulez enseigner aux animaux, amenez-les à s'habituer avec.
They put
avec
the newcomer together with a veteran ox. They put them together.
Ils mettent un nouveau veau avec l'ancien veau qui est déjà accoutumé.
And they make sure they put that ox with one that's stronger. This one who knows what to do is stronger than the other one.
Et ils s'assurent qu'ils mettent celui qui sait bien faire le jeu.
And they start to pull.
Celui qui
and the young one thinks he knows better.
Les plus jeunes
pensent I know how to plow. I know the best path to take. No, you don't.
Le meilleur sentier à prendre.
And he tries to pull a little bit
et
on the side.
De tirer un peu à côté.
And the strong one just looks and says, you take it easy. And pulls him back in line.
Et le plus fort, il dit,
and he starts to learn from the one that he's yoked up with.
Il commence à apprendre de
and friends, you get yoked up with Christ and you're going to learn some wonderful
et si
things.
Vous êtes sous le même jeu que Christ, vous allez apprendre beaucoup
look
de choses.
How Jesus speaks that in that scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
Parle dans Matthieu, chapitre 11, le verset
well, let's take it from 28.
29.
But from 28. He
says,
come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You've got the devil's yoke on you. You're laboring for the devil. It's hard, friends. Sin is pleasurable for a short time, but there's such a price that you have to pay. It's hard. The devil is cruel.
Le diable est cruel.
He has no good thoughts for you.
Il n'a pas de bonnes
pensées. He just wants to use like an ox to the slaughter.
Il veut juste pour que vous utilisez comme un
animal vers l'abattoir. But where is he in your hour of need? He's nowhere to be found.
Quand à l'heure de votre besoin, il ne peut pas se trouver là.
So he says, come unto me.
Ainsi il dit, venez à moi.
And I'll give you rest.
Et je vous donnerai
who here
repos.
Wants rest?
Qui
all of us want rest.
Tous nous avons besoin
and Jesus is showing us how to find rest in our lives.
Comment trouver le repos dans notre
verse 29.
Vie.
How do we find rest? Take my yoke upon you.
Prenez mon joug sur vous pour trouver.
We're taking a yoke on us to find rest. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Prendre les joues sur nous pour trouver du repos, ça n'a pas de sens.
The prophet says, when you get this spirit in you,
le prophète dit, lorsque vous avez cet esprit en vous,
the burdens of life become light.
Les fardeaux de la vie deviennent
you
légers.
Don't notice them anymore.
Vous ne les remarquez plus.
This yoke is lined with feathers.
Ces joues est entouré de,
the burdens become easy. Because this is his yoke.
Parce que c'est son
and he knows the best for you.
Et il connaît le meilleur pour vous.
But this is an act of will.
Mais ça, c'est un acte de volonté.
He's not going to force you to take on this yoke.
Il va pas vous forcer à prendre ces joues.
He's looking for you to submit yourself.
Il s'attend à ce que vous soyez soumis de vous-même.
That's what he desires.
C'est ce qu'il désire.
He doesn't want to have to use affliction and pain to break you like you would a stubborn horse or a donkey.
Vous briser comme un chameau ou un cheval,
to bring you to that place of submission.
Pour vous amener à cet endroit.
That is the worst way.
Ça, c'est la voie.
If you have a horse that only obeys you because of fear,
si vous avez un cheval qui
because
vous
it fears pain or it fears punishment,
il a peur de la
you've gone about the process the wrong way.
Vous avez mal,
you've broken that horse the wrong way.
La procédure, vous avez brisé.
You're never going to get the best out of somebody
vous ne pouvez jamais faire
when they're doing it out of fear.
Lorsqu'ils le font par peur.
Because they fear hell or they fear punishment.
Lorsqu'ils ont peur de never. L'enfer ou ils ont peur de la punition.
Jesus wants us to come willingly.
Jésus veut que nous venions volontairement.
Because of who he is.
À cause de ce
because he's
est.
The meek king of the meek.
Parce qu'il est le roi des les doux
and he wants us to see this yoke
et il veut que nous puissions voir ce
that is made specially for us.
Qu'il a fait spécialement pour nous
and he wants us to submit ourselves
et
in the spirit of meekness
nous soumettre
through the power of the new birth
par la puissance
and
la
come and say Lord I don't know what this means
dire, Seigneur, je ne sais pas
I don't know where this is going to lead
et je ne sais pas où est-ce que ceci va conduire.
I'm nervous a little bit about
je suis nerveux un peu à propos de ceci
but because it's you
mais parce que c'est toi
you telling me to do it
toi dis-moi ce que je dois faire.
I'll take this yoke upon you.
Et je vais prendre ce joug sur
moi. And what
does
it say? Take my yoke upon you.
Prenez mon joug sur vous.
And learn of me.
Apprenez de
moi. Once you take his yoke on you, and you go in obedience to him,
vous y allez tout en obéissant.
Friends, that's when you learn of him.
C'est alors que vous
apprenez. That's when you learn how good he is.
Vous apprenez combien il est
bon. That's when you learn his nature.
Vous apprenez sa nature.
That's when you learn how he deals with you.
Combien il traite avec vous.
He knows how to correct. He knows how to encourage.
Il sait comment encourager.
He knows how to get the best out of people.
Il sait comment faire sortir les meilleurs des gens.
Because he's a gentleman, he's meek himself.
Et il est doux en lui-même.
Jesus only uses rebuke.
N'utilise la reproche.
Chastisement.
Les châtiments
as the last measure.
Que comme dernière mesure,
like with Paul,
comme avec Paul,
there was nothing else this man would pay attention to.
Il n'y avait rien d'autre à quoi cet homme
so
pouvait
Jesus
faire attention.
Had to throw the man off his horse into the dust.
Jésus devrait
blind his eyes
et aveugler
speak to him in that voice. Why are you persecuting me?
Lui parler avec cette voix. Pourquoi me persécutes-tu?
And then Paul went
Paul
and was baptized and he received
baptisé,
the Holy Ghost, a new birth.
Naissance,
and then he was willing
et il était
to take the yoke upon him. And he took the gospel to us Gentiles. And what a blessing Paul has been to us. Because he was willing to bear Christ's yoke. And while he was bearing Christ's yoke, all the things he learned about the goodness of Christ. Sorry, put it back on there, brother, if you don't mind. For I am meek, so he says, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart.
Je suis doux et humble de cœur.
And you shall find rest unto your souls.
Et vous trouverez le repos de vos âmes.
No, to be a servant of Christ.
Être serviteur de Christ.
To have laid aside all your own ambitions.
Vous mettez de côté.
You're not trying to plow your own fields anymore. N'essayez
pas d'élaborer votre champ.
You're not trying to follow your own course.
Vous n'essayez pas de suivre votre
sentier. You just want to follow the course.
Et vous ne suivez que le
sentier that he wants you to follow.
Que
you just want to plow the furrows that he leads you to plow.
Vous n'allez labourer que les champs sur lesquels il vous a conduit.
That's how you find rest.
C'est ainsi que vous trouverez
for your souls.
Pour votre âme.
He says in the next verse.
Dit le verset suivant.
For my yoke is easy. His yoke is easy.
Son joug est doux.
And my burden is light.
Et,
it's not really a burden after all.
C'est pas, après
it's
tout,
a pleasure.
C'est fardeau, c'est comme...
The prophet says Paul was yoked
les prophètes dit, Paul avait un fardeau,
with fetters of love.
Avait les chaînes de l'amour.
Fetters of love. That's what he was yoked to.
De l'amour, c'était avec
and that's how that he was yoked.
Il avait été, il
and that's
comme
why
joug.
It becomes easy.
Et c'est pourquoi ça devient aisé.
You know, I watched this one man, if you go and have a look on the internet, it's very interesting.
J'ai regardé cet
his name is Buck Brenneman.
Son nom c'est
I remind you of Tony when he used to call Brother Brenneman. But this man, his name is Buck Brenneman.
Cet homme s'appelle
Buck and he's Brenneman. A man who revolutionized the horse industry.
C'est quelqu'un qui a révolutionné.
There's a documentary called Buck.
Cheval.
It's very good to watch. And he's a man who learned through the power of the spoken word to break horses.
C'est un homme qui a appris par la puissance la parole parlée à
briser un cheval. Because all through time, people have broken horses using force,
pendant
using
tout
the whip,
les hommes ont utilisé
breaking their will.
Pour briser la volonté
but this man, Buck Brenneman,
mais cet homme,
he Buck was him and his brother were so abused by their father when they were young.
Ils étaient tellement abusés par leur père. mer quand ils étaient jeunes.
They used to do like tricks with ropes and lassos, and they were famous on television when they were young.
Their father taught them.
But their father was so cruel to them.
Mais leur père
he used to lash them all the time.
Il les frappait tout le temps.
And one day, I think when he was about 7-8 years old, he had to go and do gym. He had to do physical education at school. And he would never take off his clothes.
Et il ne pouvait pas enlever ses vêtements.
And the instructor told him, Buck, take off your clothes. And he said, no.
Just
take off your clothes. Change.
Ses habits.
And when he took off his clothes, they saw all of the scars, all down his back, and all down his legs,
ils ont vu toutes ses cicatrices,
of how he had been lashed, him and his younger brother, by his father.
Fouetté par son
and they
père.
Took him and his brother from that family and gave them to a foster family that were very good people that raised 16 boys, foster children.
Ils ont été placés dans une autre famille qui avait élevé
and they lived on a ranch.
16 autres enfants. Ils ont vécu dans
and his foster father started to bring out of him the potential that he had.
Et le père adoptif a commencé à faire sortir le potentiel qu'ils avaient.
And because of what he had been through, Buck Brenneman,
ils ont connu
such sorrow and he'd been so abused in his youth.
Pain,
whenever he'd see a horse that had been abused, or an animal, he had felt such a sympathy for it.
Un cheval qui était abusé, il avait
and he saw so many cases of people that
il
had horses.
De cas, des gens qui
and the people said, this horse can never be broken.
This horse has such trouble.
And he found the way.
Et il a trouvé la
and he found the way to take the most troubled horses.
Comment prendre les chevaux les plus troublés.
There was a book and a film called The Horse Whisperer, which was based on this man's life.
Il y avait un livre qu'on a écrit qui était basé
although
sur
he doesn't whisper to horses.
Même s'il n'est,
but he knows how to deal with these horses. It's amazing to watch.
Il sait
he has these clinics all over America. He's about 50, just over 50 years old now, this man.
Il est
and people come from hundreds of miles and pay a lot of money to come to his clinics of how to look after your horses.
Pour venir, leur enseigner comment, dompter leurs chevaux.
And he just uses the power of persuasion.
Il utilise
the power of reward.
Persuasion.
The power of understanding.
Puissance de comprendre.
The power of sympathy.
La puissance de
sympathie. He can just sense the horse what's required.
Sentir au cheval ce qu'il
and they bring these horses and they put them in this corral. And the horse will be bucking and running and jumping and no one will go near that horse.
Ils vont placer ces chevaux ensemble et ils vont
and this man walks in there and it's
marcher, à sauter.
The one man says, he says, when I first saw what this man did,
lorsque j'ai vu ce que cet homme a fait.
I thought this man was some kind of a miracle worker.
J'ai pensé que cet homme était
I thought he was into some kind of magic or something.
C'était comme de la magie.
But he just uses that empathy that he feels.
Il a utilisé cette
and
empathie
he feels for that horse. And he finds a way to win its confidence. And it doesn't take long. This horse that no one's been able to tame since birth. You find first he'll be leading it around.
He'll
be talking to it, stroking it. Next thing is putting a blanket on its back. Next thing is a saddle. The next thing is riding the horse. And he does it time and time again. And he says, what I learned from when I was young. If you want to get the best out of something, you don't use fear. You will never bring the best out of something using fear. You can't just keep whipping and whipping and whipping. It doesn't work, friends. Sometimes you've got to change the approach. And this man changed the whole thing. He says, because if that's the way that we're going to deal with horses, that's the way we need to deal with people as well. He says, because we're all part of God's creation. So he says, if we don't deal with people like it, why do we deal with horses like that? But then they show one horse, which not even this man could control. Because you're going to find some like that just aren't going to come under the yoke no matter what. And they bring this horse, and this horse is wild. You can't even go near it. Because it was abused when it was young. And it has such a fear of people. And it's just so irrational. It can just kick or bite. And he manages to get this horse going around and he manages to ride this horse for a while. And then he goes off and he leaves his assistant. And the horse lunges at his assistant and bites him in the head. And then they learned this, nothing can be done. And you know what happens to horses like that? They put them down. Because they have no purpose to anybody. They're danger to themselves, they're danger to other horses, they're danger to people. And some people are like that, friends. No matter what the Lord tries to do, they just won't submit themselves to the yoke. The Lord understands what you've been through in your past. And He knows how to deal with you to bring you out of that. But if you don't want to submit yourself under the yoke, in the end, what's the good? The prophet says they take those kind of horses and they make soup out of them. That's what he says in the Seals book. And they make glue out of their bones.
Because
they're no good to anybody. But friends, it's very hard to find a horse like that. You know his key that he says a horse. It just wants rest. It wants peace. That's what it's like us. We just want peace.
Nous voulons simplement la paix.
And a horse will do anything to find peace.
Et le cheval va tout faire pour trouver la
paix. If it means you have to ride it, or it has to pull this, and to find peace, to find reward, to find rest.
Il veut trouver la paix, la
it's willing to do it to find rest.
Le faire pour trouver le
and if you'll just show the horse, if you do this, you'll find rest.
Si tu montres au
if you do this, you'll get a reward.
Si tu fais ceci, tu seras récompensé.
If you do this, you'll get your heart's desire.
Ceci, tu obtiendras le désir de ton
the horse
coeur.
In the end is willing to do it.
Et puis, à la fin, le cheval
you don't have to beat it into it.
Tu n'as pas besoin
and
de
that's
le
what frapper. Jesus is trying to say
et
here
c'est ce
as well.
Jésus essaie de dire ici.
He says you'll find rest for your soul.
Dit, tu trouves le repos pour
he
ton
says
âme.
If you do my will.
Si tu fais ma volonté.
If you come out of your spirit.
Si tu sors de ton esprit.
If you lay aside your arrogance.
Si tu mets de côté ton arrogance.
Lay aside your own opinions, your own ideas, knowing better than everybody in this life.
Tu connais mieux que toute autre personne dans la vie.
And take my yoke on you.
Et si tu prends mon joug sur toi.
And learn of me.
Et tu apprends
because
de moi.
I am meek
parce que
and lowly.
Doux et humble.
Jesus says you will find rest for your soul.
Jésus dit tu trouveras le repos.
And there's a great key there, friends.
Et il y a une grande clé dedans.
Jesus never forces us to do anything.
Jésus ne nous force pas à faire
he knows how to get the best out of his people.
Il sait comment obtenir la meilleure
because
les
he is meek.
Son peuple parce
let's just take the final thought.
Prenons la dernière pensée.
Meekness is power under control.
La douceur, c'est la puissance sous contrôle.
You know, the prophet always compares Jesus and Alexander the Great.
Les prophètes comparent toujours Jésus à Alexandre le Grand.
Both of them died at 33.
Tous deux sont morts à l'âge de 33 ans.
But Jesus really conquered the world.
Mais Jésus a conquis le monde.
You know why?
Savez-vous pourquoi?
Because Jesus first conquered himself.
Parce que Jésus s'est conquis d'abord.
But Alexander conquered the known world, but he couldn't conquer himself.
Alexandre a conquis le reste, mais il
and he died a drunk at the age of 33. They say he was a homosexual in the end as well.
Ivre à l'âge de 33 ans.
They say Alexander one day in a drunken rage picked up a spear and killed his best friend.
Alexandre ivre a pris son épée et a tué son ami.
That's
son
power
ami.
Without control.
Ça c'est la puissance sans contrôle.
That's exact opposite of meekness.
C'est exactement l'opposé de la douceur.
In the message, why are people tossed about? The prophet says.
Non, pourquoi les gens?
Some people get the wrong impression of what the anointing is.
Certaines personnes ont eu une mauvaise impression de.
He says, did you ever think of that?
Avez-vous jamais pensé à ça?
When was the greatest anointing ever given to anyone?
Quand la plus grande onction ait jamais
and
été
what did they do when they had the anointing?
Et quand ils font lorsqu'ils sont loin?
It says the greatest anointing
la plus grande onction
ever given was Jesus Christ.
Jamais donné, c'était Jésus
Christ. He had the Spirit without measure.
Il avait l'esprit sans mesure.
And one day he entered the temple and he picked up the scroll.
Au temple et il a pris les rouleaux.
This is in Luke 4 and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Dit, il a lu,
for he has anointed me. Yeah? The prophet says now. We would think if such an anointing was on him.
Nous pouvons penser qu'il y avait une telle onction
that had been prophesied about by Isaiah 800 years before.
Qui était prophétisé par Isaïe 800 ans avant.
And here he is standing with that type of anointing.
Le voici là se tenant avec ce genre d'onction.
The full blessing and anointing of the Lord is upon him.
La plénitude et la bénédiction et la et l'onction du
the
Seigneur.
The prophet says, but we would want to run all over the building and scream and holler.
Nous voulons courir dans tout le bâtiment en train de.
But the Bible says,
avec horreur,
he laid down the scroll.
il a posé le rouleau.
He sat down.
Il s'est assis.
And precious words proceeded from his mouth.
Et les paroles précieuses sont sorties de ses
lèvres. The Bible says, and all bear witness of him.
Et la Bible dit que tous
ont rendu témoignage. And they wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth.
Ils étaient émerveillés avec ces paroles précieuses qui sortaient de ses lèvres.
The prophet says, that's what he did under the anointing.
C'est ce qu'il a fait sous l'onction.
He says the anointing is not emotions.
L'onction n'est pas les émotions.
The anointing is supreme power in control.
L'onction est la puissance suprême sous contrôle.
Like knowing what and how.
Savoir quoi et comment.
He says, and that's what's here.
C'est ce qui est ici.
That's a very, very interesting one, friend.
C'est une chose très intéressante.
That's what meekness does.
C'est ça ce que fait la douceur.
That when God gives that anointing, he gives that authority,
onction,
gives
il donne
that
cette
power.
Il donne cette puissance.
You know what to do with it.
Vous savez quoi faire avec.
But let's think a little bit about Moses.
Mais pensons un peu à propos.
No, the Bible actually says Moses was the meekest man in all the earth.
La Bible dit que Moïse était l'homme le plus doux de toute
he
la
had
terre.
Meekness.
Il avait la douceur.
Though he was a high-tempered man, but he had inwardly. He was God-controlled for most of his life.
La plupart de son temps.
And he walked with God, and then he
il
came a place in his ministry where the people offended him.
Où les gens l'ont offensé.
And he came down from the mountain, the people were worshiping the golden calf.
De la montagne, et les gens étaient en train de,
we know what happened there.
D'adorer les veaux.
And then there came another time that the people
puis un autre temps, les peuples
wouldn't listen.
Ne voulaient pas écouter.
And the Lord said to Moses,
le Seigneur dit Moïse,
go to the rock,
va au rocher,
and speak to the rock.
Parle au rocher.
And the waters will come out.
Et l'eau sortira.
That rock had already been smitten.
Ce rocher était déjà frappé.
The prophet says, and watch.
Les prophètes disent,
God trusted Moses.
Dieu avait confiance
en
lui.
He found favor with him.
Il a trouvé la faveur.
And made him a great prophet.
Et beaucoup de
gave him great power.
Il lui a donné une grande puissance.
And God told Moses after the rock had been smitten once.
Après que le rocher soit frappé une fois.
Go and speak to the rock.
Va parler au rocher.
But Moses was angry.
Ah, mais Moïse était en colère.
You see where anger can get us in trouble.
Savez où est-ce que la, quand est-ce que
when you're not angry at the right time.
Lorsque vous êtes
when you don't
colère,
use your anger
moment,
in the right way.
Lorsque vous n'utilisez
Moses
pas
was going to use the anger
correcte,
to satisfy his own desire.
Pour satisfaire
his own frustration with the people.
Frustration envers le peuple.
Moses was angry.
Moïse était en colère.
And he went out and said, you rebels to the children
allé,
of God.
Dit, vous rebelles.
He called
les
them rebels.
Dieu,
yet they were the
rebelles.
Children of God.
Pourtant, ils étaient les enfants.
Must
ils étaient
we fetch you water out of this rock? And he smote the rock again.
Il a une fois de plus frappé.
And it brought forth its waters.
Et le rocher a fait sortir de l'eau.
But that broke the whole program of God right
mais
there.
Mais cela a brisé tout le programme entier de Dieu.
You see, he wasn't plowing in the furrow that God had anointed him to plow in.
Il ne labourait pas sur le champ où Dieu l'avait placé.
He was yoked to plow on behalf of his people.
Il avait le joug pour.
But he shook off the yoke and said, "I'm tired of this yoke."
Il a enlevé.
Tired of these rebels.
Fatigué de ces rebelles.
Took it in his own hands.
Et il a pris la situation entre ses mains.
Used that anointing
il a utilisé cette onction
to fight his own battles. Is that not a common occurrence, friends, from pulpits these days?
Et ça arrive assez souvent.
Very common, friends.
De la chair.
The prophet says, never let the pulpit be a whipping post.
Les prophètes disent, ne laissez
you never use the pulpit to fight your own battles.
La chair soit un endroit pour flageller les
gens. You've got to have meekness. No matter how much someone's offended you, no matter how disappointed you may be in things, you've got to come under his yoke and you've got to plow according to his will. That's what meekness is. But Moses came out of his meekness into his natural anger, his temperament. The prophet says that's the one place in the Bible where God's entire program was broken. Now you look at the field and all the things have been plowed well, and now the one goes, rah, right out of line. And you say, but what was that ox doing?
Et vous pensez, mais qu'est-ce qu'il est en train
it was rebelling against the yoke.
C'était se rebeller contre le joug.
It was letting its own nature and its temperament get the better of it.
C'est pour que son tempérament et sa nature puissent avoir le meilleur.
He says that in Israel and the church, the same message that Brother Maxwell has been using.
Israël et l'Église.
He says, but when he glorified himself down there instead of God,
lorsqu'il s'est glorifié là au lieu de Dieu,
he glorified himself.
Il s'est glorifié.
He wasn't meek anymore.
Il n'était plus.
He wasn't
doux.
Fighting to defend the honor of the Father.
Il ne se battait plus.
The honor of the kingdom. He was fighting for his own honor, his own kingdom,
il s'est battu
his
pour
own reputation.
Son honor, pour pour sa réputation, pour son royaume.
He was using the anointing to prove his own point.
Il utilisait son onction pour prouver son point.
He smote the rock.
Et il a frappé le rocher.
The prophet says, and Moses got his temper all up.
Et Moïse avait son tempérament tout tendu.
And he ran down there.
Et il est descendu.
And he says,
là.
You rebels, must we fetch water?
Vous rebelles, dois-je faire sortir de l'eau?
And the water came forth.
Et l'eau est sortie.
Because God had to listen to that prophet.
Parce que Dieu devrait écouter.
Because he had endued him with that power.
À cause de la puissance qu'il lui avait donnée.
But what did Moses do?
He
lost his inheritance, friends.
Il a perdu son héritage.
He wasn't allowed to go into the land.
Il n'était pas permis.
In that season, he was in the land at Mount Transfiguration. Never lost it eternally. But God shortened the days of the man. God shortened the ministry of the man. And says, you exalted yourself, you glorified yourself instead of glorifying me. You should have stayed meek. And you would have inherited your inheritance.
Tu allais hériter ton héritage.
He speaks about Elisha.
Il parle à propos d'Élisée.
Elisha also had a hot temper.
Élisée avait aussi la tempête.
And when those children came and said, "You bald head, you bald head," and they mocked his bald head.
Il était chauve, il était chauve.
Like now they'd come and say, "You fat stomach, you fat."
Maintenant ils viennent dire, "Toi qui as le gros ventre."
The prophet said, "There's a little preacher there one time."
Le prophète dit qu'il y avait un petit.
A prophet who had a double portion of the spirit.
Elisha. Le prophète avec la double portion.
Some children running behind him, teasing him.
Certains enfants venant derrière lui.
And he turned around and put a curse on them in the name of the Lord.
Il s'est retourné, les a maudits au nom du Seigneur.
He says that wasn't the Holy Spirit.
Ça, ce n'était pas le Saint-Esprit.
The nature of God wouldn't have wanted that.
La nature de Dieu ne pouvait
Friends,
pas vouloir ceci.
Friends, we need to stay under the yoke.
Et nous devons
That's where the blessings
nous tenir
are.
Sous le
That's where the inheritance
is. C'est là qu'il y a l'héritage.
And how the angel came to me speaking of Elisha says, you know, that's not the nature of the Holy Spirit.
Parlant d'Élisée, il dit
to
ça
kill
pas
those
la
poor little children.
C'est pas la nature, l'esprit de Dieu, de tuer ses enfants.
But that was an angered prophet.
Ça, c'était un prophète en colère.
And the prophet says, be careful.
Et le prophète dit, faites attention.
And friends, we need to be careful.
Et amis, nous devons
we need
faire
to be
attention.
Careful what we say.
Nous devons faire attention
we need to be careful how we act and how we react.
Faire attention la façon dont nous
because
réagissons.
It's the meek that shall inherit the earth.
Sont les qui hériteront la terre.
The meek. And humble thyself.
Humilie-toi.
He says, you know, people want power.
Vous savez, les gens veulent la puissance.
And really, they don't know what power is.
Pourtant, ils ne savent pas ce que c'est la puissance.
They really don't know what goes with it.
Ils ne savent pas ce qui va de pair avec la puissance.
The way up is down always.
La voie pour monter, c'est descendre.
If you want power, see how humble you can get.
Si vous voulez la puissance, voyez combien humble vous pouvez vous humilier.
Just get away from all your worldly thinking.
Débarrassez-vous de vos pensées
and humble yourself before God. Come under his yoke.
Venez sous son joug.
And you've got more power
et vous avez plus de puissance
than the man that runs all over the building and makes a big noise.
Que l'homme qui court tous les bâtiments en train de faire le bruit.
You see, because you've been able to conquer yourself
parce que vous êtes en mesure de vous
conquérir and commit yourself to Christ,
et vous soumettre à Christ,
to humble yourself before him.
Vous humilier devant
lui. The prophet says, that's real power.
Et le prophète dit ça, c'est la vraie puissance.
Then he says, no. You show me a church.
Montrez-moi une église.
That's humble.
Qui est humble.
Real humble.
Réellement humble.
Not arrogant.
Non pas arrogant.
Not boastful.
Non pas s'enflé.
Just a sweet humble church.
Mais une douce humble.
And I'll show you a church that's got the favor and the power of God in it.
Et je vous montrerai une église qui a la faveur, la
puissance. That's right. It says that's what it takes. Humility.
C'est qu'il faut, c'est
humbling ourselves before God.
Devant Dieu.
Letting God just work through us.
Laissant Dieu travailler en nous.
You don't have to make a lot of noise.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de faire le bruit.
I'll finish with this one.
Je termine avec ceci.
How do we get this?
Comment est-ce que nous y arrivons?
Galatians 5 says meekness is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Galatiens 5 dit la douceur c'est
this is a natural. You can't manufacture this.
Vous ne pouvez pas fabriquer ceci, c'est naturel.
This has to be imparted supernaturally into you and me.
Ça doit être
We've got to be willing
en vous, de façon
to be changed into his image.
Doit avoir la volonté
We've
d'être
got to be willing to be
image.
Like him.
Et vous devez vouloir être comme
and
lui.
He alone can put meekness into you
Il n'y a
and
que
me.
Lui seul qui peut placer la douceur en vous.
He says in stature of a perfect man.
Dit dans la stature de l'homme parfait.
He says there are some people
Il y a certaines personnes
who have a portion of these verses virtues.
Qui a une portion de ses vertus.
Knowledge, wisdom, patience, and so forth.
La connaissance, la sagesse.
That don't even profess to be Christians.
Ils ne professent même pas être chrétiens.
That won't do it.
Cela ne va pas le faire.
That's like a blackbird trying to put peacock feathers in his wings to make him a peacock.
C'est juste comme cet animal qui essaie de prendre des mettre
des ailes sur lui. Let me stop here a minute. A sheep doesn't manufacture wool.
Une brebis ne fabrique pas la laine.
He has wool because he's a sheep.
Elle a de la laine parce que elle est une brebis.
A lot of people try to say, "Well, I'll try to get good. I'll try to do this."
Beaucoup de gens disent, "Je vais essayer d'être ici ou cela."
Don't manufacture anything.
Ne fabriquez rien.
You can't do it.
Vous ne pouvez pas le faire.
A sheep isn't expected to manufacture.
Une brebis, on n'attend pas à ce qu'une brebis puisse fabriquer la laine.
And when you are Christian,
et lorsque vous êtes chrétien,
you just bear the fruits of the Spirit.
Vous portez les fruits de l'Esprit.
You don't manufacture them.
Vous ne les fabriquez pas.
You don't try to make it up.
Vous n'essayez pas de le faire.
Don't make yourself something that you're not.
Ne faites pas de vous quelque chose que vous n'êtes pas.
Just become what you're supposed to be.
Soyez calme et soyez ce que vous êtes censé être.
And the rest of it will take care of itself.
Le reste prendra soin de soi.
You know where the victory is?
Vous savez d'où vient la victoire?
It's in letting go.
C'est dans laissant échapper.
If you're struggling with something, let it go.
Si vous vous battez avec quelque chose, laissez-le.
That's the great victory, is in just letting it go.
Ça, c'est la grande victoire, c'est juste.
Say, Lord, I do want to be like this anymore.
Je ne veux pas être ceci.
I don't want to react like this anymore.
Je ne veux plus réagir.
I want to come under your yoke.
Je veux venir sous ton joug.
But you've got to overcome yourself.
Mais tu dois te vaincre.
And that needs a surrender.
Et cela a besoin d'un abandon.
That needs you to come unto him.
Il faut que tu viennes à lui.
If you're burdened and heavy laden.
Si tu as le fardeau et chargé.
To take his yoke on you.
Viens, prends son joug sur
toi. To learn of him.
Apprendre de lui.
And you'll find rest for your
et
soul.
Tu trouveras le repos pour ton âme.
Friends, these are the characteristics.
Et voici,
that
amis,
only
voici
Christ himself.
De Christ
can develop inside of people.
Rien que Christ lui-même peut développer.
And when we sing to be like Jesus,
et lorsque vous semblez être comme Jésus,
that's how Jesus was.
C'est ainsi que Jésus était.
But when he comes back anytime soon,
quand il retourne à
at
tout
the end
moment,
of the tribulation period,
à la fin de la période des tribulations,
he's not coming in that kind of meekness
il ne
now.
Va pas retourner
he's dans coming with fire in his eyes.
Il vient avec
he's coming back as a judge to trample down the winepress of Almighty God.
Pour presser.
To do the will of his father, but it's another season.
En train de faire la volonté de son père,
but while his eyes are still dimmed with tears,
pendant que ses yeux sont encore
while he can still
larmes,
be touched by the feelings of our infirmities,
peut être touché par les sentiments
while he's still the meek king,
pendant qu'il est encore un
establishing
roi
his kingdom of meekness in the earth,
établissant son royaume de douceur sur terre,
why not submit ourselves?
Pourquoi ne pas nous soumettre?
Why not take that yoke
pourquoi
today?
Ne pas prendre ce
why not follow him?
Pourquoi ne pas le suivre?
That's the way to the inheritance.
Ça, c'est la voie
let's
vers
stand.
L'héritage.
Let's sing. Before we go. We saw it last time that all of these
beatitudes
speak of spiritual characteristics.
Parle des caractéristiques spirituelles.
These are natural things. The attitudes inside of you.
L'attitude à l'intérieur.
Characteristics that only the Word can put inside of you and me.
Les caractéristiques que seule la parole peut placer.
And He'll do the work.
Et lui fera le travail.
As long as we will.
Aussi longtemps que nous voulons.
The great physician.
Le grand physicien.
It's
le
in
grand
something different.
From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger, on earth I long,
oh how I long,
to be like him,
to be like Jesus,
faithful
Savior.
How rich is wonderful favor on earth I long.
Oh, one thing I long
to be like you,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus.
Like him,
oh, through life's
journey. forgiven. By grace
forgiven.
By His grace I'm forgiven and era favored. I only ask how I ask to be like you. To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Honor thy Lord. To be like
yourself the question.
Poser la question.
How do I know if I'm under the yoke?
Comment est-ce que je sais si je suis sous
know
le
what
jour?
It says in the Psalms about Israel.
C'est que les psaumes disent à propos d'Israël.
It says Israel.
Israël
desired their own lusts.
A désiré ses convoitises.
So God gave them over to their desire.
Dieu leur a donné à leur convoitise.
And He gave them leanness of soul.
Et il leur a donné à la lourdeur.
But when you come under the yoke,
et quand ils sont arrivés sous
le you find rest for your soul.
Vous trouvez le repos pour
you know, when you're doing it your own way,
you don't rest, friend.
There's a leanness inside of you. There's a dissatisfaction inside. No matter how much you may try to reason it out that you're right, but your own soul bears record that you're not where you're supposed to be.
Vous n'êtes pas satisfait.
You may be saying today,
il se peut que vous disiez aujourd'hui,
I'm tired,
je suis fatigué,
of trampling on this mountain.
De marcher sur cette
I'm mountain. Tired of going around and around in the same situation.
D'aller tout autour.
I want to go down to Jordan.
Je veux aller à
Jordan. I want to go and die down to myself.
Je veux aller mourir.
I want to go into my inheritance.
Je veux aller à mon héritage.
Let that be your prayer as we sing this song.
Cela soit
votre I'm tired
je suis fatigué.
Of trampling this mountain. I'm going down to the Jordan. Then we come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord today.
Jordan, et puis nous allons prier.
There's a deep inward hunger within my soul. God has promised in His word He'll make us whole. Well, it's time for it to happen, that huge portion of heaven it will make and bring to pass,
that
tremendous victory in the love divine. Well, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lo, before me I see the vision breaking. I see it breaking, the power that will bind the mumble up and the pull me astray. A power that will bind the mumble up, purple ministry. Now it's time for it to consecration. I must see a change in me.
I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. For I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. The power that will hide, that mumber up, that boom in a street. Oh, a power that will bind, that mumber up, that boom in a street. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning. Deep in my soul, change me from glory unto glory, till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation to doom the new creation. For it's the message in you and me that will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Well, I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind, humble up, the boom ministry. Oh, a power, power that will bind, humble up, the boom ministry.
Let's bow in saints.
Corona tête.
Ask yourself today.
Posez-vous la question aujourd'hui.
Whose yoke are you under?
Qui, sous le joug de qui êtes-vous?
Are you under his yoke?
Êtes-vous sous son joug?
Jesus yoke.
Jésus, les
Have you found Jésus. Rest for your soul?
Avez-vous trouvé le repos pour votre
âme? Are your energies?
Votre énergie?
The talents he's given you.
Les talents qu'il vous a
and
donné.
The strength that he gives
La force qu'il vous donne.
Are they being used the right way?
Sont-ils utilisés correctement?
Are they being used for his glory?
Sont-ils utilisés pour sa gloire?
For his kingdom?
Pour son royaume?
To edify, to build up?
Pour édifier.
Or are you under some kind of other yoke?
Ou tu es sous un autre joug.
Paul speaks of the yoke of bondage.
Paul parle du joug de servitude.
There's the yoke of sin.
Et il y a le joug de péché.
If your desire today
si tu, ton désir aujourd'hui
is to come unto Jesus
est de venir à Jésus
and to learn of him,
et apprendre de lui,
to take his yoke upon
et prendre
you.
Son joug sur lui,
that you may find rest for your soul.
Et que tu trouves du repos pour
ton âme. Why don't you raise your hand to him now?
Pourquoi ne pas lever ta main aujourd'hui?
And say, Jesus, I desire that, Lord.
Et Jésus,
I'm tired of kicking against the prince. I'm tired of furrowing my own furrow.
Je suis fatigué de combattre
I'm tired, O Lord.
Je suis fatigué,
I'm like Ephraim.
Je suis comme
Ephraim. I'm unaccustomed to the yoke.
Je ne suis pas habitué au joug.
But I don't want to be like that anymore,
Mais
Lord.
Je veux être comme
I submit myself to you.
Je me soumets à toi.
Since he sees your heart.
Saint, il voit ton cœur.
Why don't we enter into prayer? Now you speak to
Pourquoi
him.
N'est pas entré dans la
speak prière. To him from your heart.
Parle-lui du fond de
Tell
ton
him
cœur.
The desire that you
Dis-lui
have.
Les désirs que tu as.
Tell him the burden.
Dis-lui le fardeau.
No, there's a song that says, I must Et tell Jesus.
La chanson qui dit, je dois
I
dire
must
Jesus.
Tell Jesus.
Je dois dire à Jésus.
I cannot bear these burdens alone.
Porter ces fardeaux seul.
But in my distress,
dans ma détresse,
he surely will help me.
Il va m'aider.
Alleluia. Why don't you tell Jesus?
Pourquoi ne pas dire à Jésus?
He's the one that can make a difference. Whatever your desire,
faire la différence.
Let's all call upon the name of the Lord before we dismiss.
Le nom du Seigneur
in
avant.
Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, just coming unto thee, Lord.
expectation going into Lord Savior. Father, you would have a word for us, oh God. Father, we look unto thee, Lord Savior God. Father, you be glorified, Lord, and you be lifted above, oh Lord Savior. Father, keep us now, Lord Savior, and supply our needs that we have, Lord, even upon our daily basis. Father, you be
just a reminder, next Saturday, 6 o'clock, Brother Howard Searle. Please also keep us in prayer. Friday evening, we wanted to have an officers' meeting. It's quite an important one, so I'm really asking the saints to keep it in prayer. If you'd really, really ask the Lord to give us wisdom and grace at this time and just His leadership, we just need it so much. You know, and just whatever else the Lord puts on your heart, you just keep us in prayer. And may the Lord bless you, give you traveling mercies as we'd go. Those that are traveling a distance, may the Lord be with you, praying for them that are sick, that the Lord would raise them up. We just ask Brother George if you wouldn't mind closing for us in a word of prayer, and may God be with you as we depart.
Father, we thank Thee for Your presence upon this weekend, O God. Father, from last night, Father, what sweet communion we had with Thee, O God. Father, that presence, Lord, Father, never fails us, and how we desire not to get used to it, Father. But Lord, may that very presence, Father, be that driving force that brings us from glory unto glory.
Please, Lord.
Lord, until one day we are ushered into Your presence, O God.
Oh,
Father, for we believe, Lord, Father, this is the generation, Lord, that would see the rapture, O God.
Amen.
And how we would desire, Father, whilst it's still today, O God, whilst it's still now, Father, to, Father, lay all that we can, Father, aside, Father, just to make it across the other side, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, we remember the prophet saying, Lord, speaking of that man, Father, who said he wants no trouble when he crosses over that river, Lord.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
Oh God, I can recall in exams and in school, Father, when I, Lord, didn't prepare well, Father. Lord, and from the time I became a believer, Lord, I promised you that I never want, Lord, Father, regret, Lord.
Amen.
All I want, Lord, Father, is just, Father, when you call, Father, I'd be in that, Lord, situation where I can, Father, launch up, oh God.
Amen.
Father, but whilst we hear, oh God, we, Lord Savior, desire to tend to business here, oh God. For Lord, we have unfinished business here,
yes,
even in this place, island, oh
Amen.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, though the battle may rage, though, Lord, Father, oh God, Satan may, Father, fires darts from all angles, oh God. But we are not worried of them, Father. We look unto Thee, O God, trusting indeed, Lord, that Father, precious, blessed, beloved Savior, at that time when You, Lord Savior, would command, we would also strive, but strive lawfully, O God.
Amen.
We don't want to, Lord Savior, Father, strive unlawfully, O God. We
Amen.
Don't want, Lord Savior, Father, to, Lord Savior, be angry at the wrong time, O God. We
Amen.
Desire, Father, O God, that You would, Lord Savior, be behind everything that we do, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Father, just like the prophet, Lord, Father, when those people done, Lord, their unseen deeds,
Amen.
In the congregation, Father. Lord, his reaction was a perfect reaction, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We desire that perfect reaction, O God.
Amen.
Father, you, Lord Savior, be glorified in
Please,
all
Lord.
That we do, Lord, and all that we endeavor to do, Lord Savior God. And Father, how we desire, Lord God, that you would, Lord Savior, give us a fresh memory, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, of when we first even started here in Dublin.
Amen.
Father, we remember, Lord, when we were just a small, Father, oh God, little church. Father, in meetings, in houses, oh God.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Lord Savior, we are growing, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, and we believe, Lord Savior, I believe there's still, Father, even people of this land that still
Amen.
Must come, Lord Savior,
yes,
and fellowship
Lord,
with
yes,
us,
Lord.
Oh God. But Lord, how you would desire for us to lay aside, Father, all those various differences and things, oh God.
Amen.
Father, for we see in the early church, for them to get thousands, oh God. Lord, they were in such unity, oh God,
Amen.
That you were so pleased, oh God,
yes.
that you poured, Lord, a multitude even into their midst, oh God.
Oh, Lord.
Father, are we ready yet, Lord Savior? We ask you, Lord Savior, to make us ready, Lord Savior God,
Amen.
That we'd be able to take up such a responsibility, O God.
Yes,
Father, we look unto thee, Lord Savior. For Lord, if you are still on the mercy seat, O God, Lord, there shows there's still mercy, O God. Lord,
Amen.
There shows, Lord, there are still those that you have called, Father, that have not come in, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we look unto thee, Lord Savior
Amen.
God. You, Lord Savior, be the lemonade that we need amidst us, O God.
Amen.
You be, Lord, that, Lord Savior, that would join us, Lord, that would unite us, O God. Father, knowing indeed, Lord Savior, Lord, differences and offenses and those things would come, Father. But Lord, mighty Savior, we look to thee, Lord Savior, for Father, O God, whatever happens, O God, it's all through the blood, O God.
Amen.
Father, we look unto thee, Lord, and we are grateful.
grateful, Father, for these 2 days of services, oh God. Father, Lord, thankful, Father, that we can come back, Lord, Father, to this place, Father, and continue on, Lord, even in our battles, oh God. Lord Jesus, you know the needs that we would have, Lord. You know the needs of your children, Lord God. Lord, some, Lord, are, Lord Savior, bereaved. Some, Lord Savior, are not well. Some, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, in, Lord Father, search of work, whatever, Lord, the needs, oh God. Amen. You promise that you can supply our every need in Christ Jesus, yes, oh God. Lord. Lord, we are trusting in thee, Lord, and we are dependent upon thee, oh God, for everything, oh God. But firstly, we would desire, Lord, rest for our souls, Lord. Yes, Lord. We would desire, Lord Savior, Father, that Lord Savior, Father, Holy Ghost, to condescend, Lord. Amen. Father, and just give us a peace that passes all understanding, Lord, please, Savior, God. Give us such a peace, Lord God, that would help us to overlook, Lord, Father, those petty differences, oh God. Oh, Father, we ask your grace, Lord, tonight. We ask your mercy, Lord, even upon this time, Lord, Savior, God. Knowing indeed, Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, that Lord, Savior, Father, we just desire that even from now to go back out there, Lord, Savior, God, Amen. In search of the lost, Lord, Savior, Amen. God. Yes, give us a burden, Lord, Savior, God, for them that are lost, Lord, Savior, God. We look unto thee now, Father. Bless Amen. The services coming up, Lord. Bless whatever purpose and plans that we would have, Lord. Meetings ahead, Lord Savior. Amen. We commit them in thine hands, Lord Savior. Father, all these things, Lord, Father, are for the glory of your kingdom, Father. Yes, Lord, that you, Lord Savior, may be glorified. That you, Lord Savior, may get the preeminence, O God. Amen. Bless us as we part. Keep us as we part. Sickness from our homes, we pray that Amen. You take them all away completely, please, Lord God. Be of our brother, trusting, Lord, that brother David, Lord, is Amen. Well and strong. Yes, him Lord. And his family, Lord, Savior God. We look forward to seeing them again next week. Those that we, Lord, Savior, haven't seen for long. Yes. Father, you know them by name, Lord, Savior God. Father, Amen. Brothers, sisters, Lord, Savior. Father, we trust that you are still working upon them, Lord, Savior God. Amen. Father, what can we tell thee, Lord, Savior, that you aren't doing, Lord, Savior God? Amen. All we say, Father, be merciful, Father, and bring them back to the fold, O God. Amen. We commit all things unto thee. You be glorified now as we part. We ask of these things in the name that's above all names, Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless saints. Can I just see Brother Will quickly in the office straight after? Thanks. God bless saints.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was a prophecy. Angel to the great messenger. That is what will produce a great victory in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. That divine love.